الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who number one has granted us iman. There was one brother who's a convert. He was just mentioning that he said, "I don't believe because I choose to believe." He said, "I choose because I must believe." Brother, please no recording. He goes, "I don't believe because I choose to believe. I believe because I must believe." Meaning, I need to make sense of all that's around me. What's my compass? How do I navigate in society? Where do I go? Where am I heading? And how do I get there? And Islam, Iman provides that. Iman, once we have Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Qur'an, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ, that the Qur'an guides towards the correct. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, it gives good news, it gives glad tidings to the believers. Which believers? Meaning it's not enough that we have iman. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, those that do good. Those that do good. So one, they have iman. Number two, they gain that knowledge. Then they do that which is good. What's in return for them? وَأَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا, for them then is the great reward. For them is Jannah is promised. But provided, number one, they have iman, and two, they do good actions. One scholar writes in his book that if you understanding the commandments of Sharia, understand the commandments of Islam, you can put them into two categories, the commandments. Number one is ubudiyyah, there's pure submission and subordination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, salah. Salah is pure connection, reconnecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance. After the verse of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the remembrance. To Hajj, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, fasting. Similarly, the only reason why we are fasting is that because it's the pure command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second type, so the first one was there's only subservience found to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is that you are again being subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but through assisting the creation. So the second one is about assisting the creation. For example, charity, sadaqah, zakat. The second type. So the first one was about There's no involvement with the creation. There's no makhluq involved. It's purely between between Allah and the servant, between the two. And the second one is that it's an assistance of the creation. The intention is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that's achieved by assisting the creation. الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon those servants who are merciful. So show mercy on the one on the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to you. So in assistance of the creation, these two types. I want to focus on the second one today. Quite a few people have come regarding questions regarding zakah, so I'll just give you quite a short summary on that. And one of the reasons also why zakah is that it's one of those branches of Islam wherein is obviously one of the five pillars, but one of the reasons why it's beloved is the fact that one, a person recognizes the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and two, he recognizes the right of the creation to that wealth. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right to it, he's the one who's granted us. Number two, that 2.5%, the recipients of it are those who are eligible to receive zakah. So the creation, or those that that are eligible, have a right of that 2.5%. I'll mention 3 points summarily, and I'll break them down. One scholar, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he writes that there are three aspects to zakah. These can be further broken down, and throughout the narrations and throughout the ahadith and the Quran ayat, you'll find these themes repeated. The three themes are: one, that it's number one, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain true piety until you spend that which you love. If you love something, it's harder to give that up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our love. Number, that's one. Two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is curing us. There's an internal illness, and zakah cures that. I'll mention the narrations and the ayat which indicate towards this. And number three, it's gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Breaking them all down. Number one, zakah has been mentioned in the Quran. Anybody know how many times zakah is mentioned in the Quran? 32 times. In the Quran, zakah is mentioned 32 times. It's mentioned 30 times in its meaning of actual zakah, of giving charity. Of obviously specific, the 2.5%. And it's mentioned 28 times with salah. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ 28 times when salah is mentioned, zakah is mentioned. I want you to think, look at the importance we give to salah, yet when salah is mentioned, 28 times when salah is mentioned, zakah is mentioned. To an extent that during the khilafah, the caliphate of Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, there were individuals that began rejecting zakah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then said that these, essentially in idea was that these people are leaving Islam because they're rejecting an essential component of Islam. And he was sending the armies there. So Umar radiallahu anhu was perturbed by this and said that you are fighting those who have professed the kalima. And he says, وَاللَّهِ لَأُقَاتِلَنَّ مَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ فَإِنَّ الزَّكَاةَ حَقُّ الْمَالِ That by Allah, I will most definitely fight to the one that differentiates between salah and zakah, because zakah is the right of the wealth. One commentator writes that the right of the body is salah, the right of the wealth is zakah. And zakah is not something unprecedented. You know, Allahu alam whether they give it, but in the Torah, the Jews are supposed to give 10%. They're supposed to give 10%. The verses were revealed in Makkah initially, but the tafsir, the actual explanation were all revealed in Medina. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, one sahabi radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving him wealth. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I did not accept Islam for this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, Ni'mal malu salih lirrajul salih. That great wealth, how great is wealth for a good individual? Meaning wealth can be utilized correctly and it can be a means of salvation. If it's used correctly, how do we build institutions? How do we build masajid? However, with that wealth, there's also certain ailments, certain illnesses that come with it. And as one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِذَا أَدَّيْتَ زَكَاةَ مَالِكَ When you give the zakah of your wealth, فَقَدْ أَذْهَبَتْ عَنْكَ شَرَّ Then that zakah removes the ills of that wealth. With wealth, sometimes can come greed, can come miserliness. And these are all illnesses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ The one that's saved from this greed is indeed successful. Why? What's the correlation between success and greed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in one hadith, اتَّقُوا الظُّلْمَ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلْمَاتُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Beware of oppression, for indeed oppression will be pure darkness on the Day of Judgment. وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَّ Beware of greed, فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ Because greed destroyed people that came before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْسَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ Two things. One, حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْسَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ It induced them to kill one another. That greed made them transgress the limits. Number two, وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ Those things which were haram, they made halal just to try and earn that wealth. You can see many individuals that when there's in terms of their other dealing, in terms of their ibadat, many very practicing. But when it comes to their mu'amala, their transactions, the fraudulent activities, that's where an individual can destroy himself. Rasulullah mentions that, وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ They began making the haram halal. The verse was revealed, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِرُهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Those people that store the guns, they store the gold and silver, and they don't spend it, then give them the news of a severe punishment. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard this, and the verses continue to talk about how they were punished with that wealth on the Day of Judgment, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard this, they were perturbed that which of us doesn't hoard wealth? We all have, not all, but many of them had wealth. So which of us do not have wealth? So he mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu mentions that hadha kana qabla an tufala zakah, this was before zakah became fard. Once zakah became fard, that 2.5% tuhratun il amwal, it's a purification for the remaining 97.5%. Once that 2.5% is given, the rest of that wealth becomes permissible to utilize. That's the purification found within. And as the benefits are great, the same wealth that we have, مَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَلَمْ يُؤَدِّي زَكَاةً, the person who has this wealth but he doesn't give it zakah, مُثِرَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ, his wealth on the day of judgment will come into a large serpent. And it will continue biting him and it will say, أَنَا مَالُكْ أَنَا كَنْزُكْ, I am your wealth, I am what you hoard in this, what you held in this world and you did not spend. And it will recite that verse, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْرِهِ, do not think that those who are miserly, who are stingy with their wealth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave from him, and they did not spend it correctly essentially, that was something good for them. بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ, rather that was evil for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us zakah, which is a means for our purification, our wealth. At 2.5%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that makes our 97.5% halal. Three tests are found within. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our love for Allah for him. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never attain true piety until you spend which you love. That includes wealth. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a means for us to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wealth He has given us, that 2.5%, as Abu Bakr Allah explained, فَإِنَّ الزَّكَاةَ حَقُّ الْمَالِ, that zakah is the right of that wealth. Expressing that gratitude and recognizing that it is Allah who has granted us this wealth and the creation has a right to this wealth. Through that, a person expressing his gratitude. Not only that, I want to highlight one point that, you know, there are quite a few individuals have come asking about zakah. The recipients of zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the masarif, the individuals that can receive it. The rules of zakah are much more stringent than the normal charity. There are individuals that only certain individuals can receive it. They have to be fuqara, masakin, they have to be poor, impoverished individuals, and certain rules. Not only that, is given on cash, or gold and silver, but those that have pensions that are not state benefit, you need to confirm, go to your local scholar, whoever you need to go to, and confirm what you need to give zakah on. There is on your share, on shares, on stocks, of course, on pensions that you are contributing towards. Not only that, you'll need to check a merchandise also, anybody who's got in his business, his assets that he has, the ones that are the stock itself, those are the zakatable assets. And a few others. My thing is that you may just go to your local scholars and ask them that this is what I have to explain. But generally speaking, they mention stocks is amongst them, pension and merchandise, obviously cash, gold, etc. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of Ramadan, as Eid comes, there's that sadaqatul fitr, that's wajib also. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين. الله سبحانه وتعالى has رسول الله has made فرض زكاة the صدقة الفطر, which is wajib, for two things. Number one, it's an expiation of that which we did wrong. طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has granted us this month of Ramadan many many bounties within, but we will still commit illicit acts. We will still do those things which are wrong. To compensate for that, Sadaqatul Fitr is there. That's one. Number two, وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, those individuals who don't know where their next meal is coming from, at least on that day that they have something waiting for them. وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, that Sadaqatul Fitr fulfills those two. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true understanding and tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhudan wa alhamdulillah.